Born in Wigan in 1952 and received an honorary doctorate from the University of Sunderland last year, you might struggle to think of a name. It's Brian Talbot, and he would be instantly recognised by aficionados of comic books everywhere, for he is the godfather of modern British underground comics. He's the artist and graphic novelist of one of the seminal British works, The Adventures of Luther Arkwright, sometime illustrator of Judge Dredd. His Alice in Sunderland was acclaimed by critics all over the world, and under the nom de plume Véronique Tanaka, he is the author of Metronome, an existential, textless, erotically charged visual poem. He's worked for the last 15 years with DC Comics in America, and his latest book, Granville, is out now. That's the kind of guy you need an inheritance track or two from.
The song that I inherited is La Mer by Charles Trenet.
La Mer, on voit danser le long des golfes clairs.
It just takes me back to the 50s. I was on my own a lot. I spent a lot of time on my own because my parents were working class. They worked very hard, and my mum learned to be a hairdresser. So, and she opened up a salon in the front room, and she worked 7 days a week till 9 at night. And my dad was a shift worker at the power station, often working night shifts, so he was either at work or in bed. So I spent a lot of time, and I was only a child, making up stories with my toys as the characters. And I used to listen to the light programme, I used to have the radio on, and when I hear it, it does transport me right back to being small. It's because of my parents that I developed a love of comics. You know, they bought me a nursery comic called Jack and Jill, I mean, before I could read, before I went to school. So I used to read the pictures even though I couldn't read the words. And, you know, it had some fantastic characters in like Harold Hare and Freddy Frog and things like that. But they never discouraged me from reading comics, unlike a lot of parents in the 50s. Never dissuaded me from choosing art as a career. I was the first person in our family to go into higher education because of them, and they always encouraged my drawing.
La mer, qu'on va danser le long des golfes clairs, à des reflets d'argent, la mer, des reflets changeants.
My mum's always been very proud of the comics that I did, even the comics I just did for myself when I was growing up, you know, these homemade comics. I remember once a teacher once commissioned one off me when I was at junior school. Never paid me for it, though. I kept the comic.
Avec les ombres si pures, la mer, bergère d'azur.
I started off in underground comics, really quite risqué, some of them, but my mum was very proud of those.
Voyez,
obviously, I couldn't understand the lyrics, but it has a sort of yearning in it. It has a melancholic feel to it, but it's just such a beautiful, beautiful tune. Of course, it was massacred by Bobby Darin a few years later, Beneath the Sea. It's just there in the background of the 50s. It always conjures up that era to me.
It's a god-awful small affair.
The song I'd like to pass on
to the girl with the mousy hair
would be Life on Mars by David Bowie.
But her mummy is yelling no.
I like David Bowie, but I think he was being a very big influence on my career in that he used to reinvent himself with every album. He wasn't content to do the same stuff again and again and again. And if you look at my career, you'll find that it's just been a process of constant change.
But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those gay men go.
You you know, one of his nicknames is the Chameleon of Rock. So, I mean, the Chameleon of Comics. That, yeah, I think that would be a good title. Take a look at the old man, meaning of the wrong guy. Old man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. When I'm plotting or structuring or scripting a comic, or even when I'm penciling it, I don't listen to anything. I need to sort of concentrate on it. But if I'm inking that in, or colouring, that's a lot more of a sort of mechanical process. And, yeah, I can listen to music, although very often what I listen to is Radio 4.
It's on America's tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again.
The lyrics are quite surreal, and they conjure up quite surreal images. I think Bowie himself said once it was supposed to be about a young girl's relationship with the media. Doing that Hunky Dory album, he was really into Friedrich Nietzsche. I think some of that sort of comes through. Look at those cavemen go and things like that. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. The Beatles used to do this quite a lot. They'd have songs with nonsensical lyrics, but the tunes were fantastic. As with Lamour, it's just a fantastic tune. It sort of lifts you up, and it seems to be full of emotion, regardless of the words. I'm exceptionally proud of our two sons. You know, they're both lovely people, and they've both sort of inherited from us sort of a humanism, and I don't really need to pass it on to my eldest son, the track, because he's already a big Bowie fan. He has been for years. I think my youngest son likes Bowie as well, but he's a little bit younger. He probably likes slightly more different music. But I thought they'd just remember me and remember the nice times we had together.
That was Brian Talbot's Inheritance tracks. Angela, how about you? What track from the past would you like to inherit, and what would you pass on?
I think I'd love to inherit... I like Andy Williams. I can't get used to losing you. I love that track. And what's the rainbow? No, raindrops keep falling on my head. You know, the one with Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Would you want the whole cardigan effect as well?
Maybe not the cardigan.